it's certainly been a week of change and a week of all sorts of mixed emotions. And you're right, you talk about us heading down the road to Kerry last week. And in fact, on the way to Kerry last Friday, I got a call from somebody that informed me at that point that there was a new manager to be installed after the weekend, and that our chairman and the new sporting director had interviewed this person a few weeks previous. I tried to phone the chairman when we arrived at the hotel last Friday, and he didn't answer, and I didn't get to speak to him, but all of that transpired over the weekend. As I said to somebody earlier yesterday, on Sunday, myself and Kevin and Eamon, or Kevin essentially, and then subsequently myself and Eamon, were sacked by the current board of Finnharps. So I guess with some of these things and the way they play out, and look, the madness of football at times, we all know, but more and more kind of news filters out as the week moves on, and it just leaves you kind of very disappointed that people didn't have a sense of honesty or transparency or integrity to sit you down and have a conversation with you about maybe some of the difficulties that they felt were happening at the club, and maybe that we needed to improve. That those conversations never happened, and essentially Sunday afternoon we got sacked.
Okay. Well, reading your piece in the Donegal News, your interview there, Tommy, I mean, you've pointed to the fact that you were very committed to this position right from the start of the season. You guys knew what you had in terms of players, in terms of finances, but you were in for the long haul. And while it was hard going at times, you were prepared to put the shoulder to the wheel, Tommy. So for this to end so suddenly and the way it has is probably frustrating and hugely disappointing.
It is hugely disappointing, and you're right, Dermot. Like, we were under no illusion in November and December of 2025 that things were difficult, and we were working under kind of tight restraints, and that's okay. And I guess the remit, as far as I was concerned, the remit for Kevin and us as staff was kind of twofold. One was to make sure that we built on and continue to build on the model of developing young players from the academy. And I think there's some things that point to that going well. There's over 7,000 minutes played by young players that have come through our academy this season. There's been multiple academy graduates, all senior debuts, three players at the Under-17 World Cup. All of them things that point to say that remit was at least been tended to. And then I think the other side of that was the idea of trying to move the club forward in terms of and in some ways, despite the difficulties of it, and being very conscious and knowledgeable at the beginning of the season of the constraints, we were up for the task, and we felt that we were going in the right direction. And look, let's be honest, there were some difficult moments throughout this season, but still we felt at the beginning of 2026 we were going in the right direction. We knew it would require another window, which we hope would be this window, but over the last maybe 6, 8, 10 weeks, maybe things have transpired that have made that extremely difficult. Things like a loss of accommodation and no delivery on the promise around that. The fact that we'd moved to the lowest budget in the league. Removal of things like GPS vests and stats analysis. Forced reduction in playing staff with players kind of being removed from the squad, which has a huge impact on the synergy and the mood within a dressing room. And all those things, and again, there's been talk about the playing style, and yet there was zero investment on the playing surface at Finn Park. And all of those things at League of Ireland level are basics.
Yeah.
But even with all of that, and as those things transpired over the last couple of months, myself and I can talk for Kevin and Eamon, we were still prepared to see this through. We were still prepared in the face of that to keep going, to keep trying to improve things, to keep trying to progress academy players, to still try and keep improving the product, even though all these things were going on. So when the news came on Sunday, it came as a bit of a shock in terms of well, we were three people that, in the face of these difficulties, were prepared to continue. And then all of a sudden, that decision was taken to then recruit other people that hadn't kind of faced all of the difficulties that we had faced for the 8 or 9 or 10 months before that.
But Tommy, you've been around a long time. You've been working at senior level for so many years. You're experienced. You do know that when a team is struggling at the bottom end of the table, at the wrong end of the table, that, you know, the manager and his fellow coaches may be held responsible for that position.
Absolutely, and I am not shirking in any way my position there or my role in that. There's this is not a case of trying to shift the responsibility or the blame for that anywhere else. So again, within a football club at this level, things on the pitch and things off the pitch in terms of the running of the football club have to be in sync, and there has to be a synergy around that. And when one's off kilter, then it affects the other. So I personally, and again, I can speak for Kevin and Eamon, I'm prepared to accept the responsibility that comes my way in terms of the position that the club finds itself in. But it all has to be seen in context, and it has to be seen in terms of, it's like at the beginning of the year, being asked to cut down a tree and being told you have a chainsaw. And then halfway through the year, they're saying, well, we're picking that chainsaw away, but we'll give you a handsaw. And then 2 months later, they tell you, well, actually, there's a fork and knife if you could cut that tree down now. So whilst I will accept my part in it, I then, in that, feel that if you have enough integrity, others would step up and accept their role and where we sit as well.